League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Mel Kiper put out his next mock. I don't know if it's 2.0, whatever it is. He's got Jaden Daniels going second now. He's got the Texans taking...
Ooh, holler at your boy for being the thought leader of the space. I take all the bullets. I am the... I mean, I don't say Jackie Robinson. I'm trying to think of someone else, but
you think comparing yourself to Jackie Robinson is a bad idea?
Yeah, but can you think of somebody like that who I wouldn't get in trouble with to say I'm the one who has to take all the hate when I do something first?
Kurt Flood?
And everyone has to Kurt Flood's fair. Free agency.
Andy Messer Smith.
Rosa Parks. I don't know who we're going
Stop
with.
Stop choosing civil rights people, please.
Well, I'm just trying to think of people who did it first. Like, who's somebody who did it first, and I'm the one who takes all the bullets for everyone.
Trump? You're like Trump, yeah.
What did Trump do?
Well, he's taking a lot of bullets right now, okay?
Yeah, but not so other people could shine. I take it for other people.
Oh, I see.
I'm the one who has to come out and say, Jaden Daniels, are you a damn fool? In what world could Drake May possibly fall out of two? And I'm like, that's fine. I will be here to sacrifice for everyone
Joan
else.
Of Arc. So you're Jesus.
You're Joan of Arc.
Dell said it. I didn't say it out loud, but Dell said it.
Sacrifice so others can
for
shine.
For everybody's sins, you.
Dell said Christ-like.
Okay.
And I quote,
I'm just trying to figure out who you're leaning towards, and you said sacrificing.
I'm just letting the description lead us in a direction, and you're the one who said it after I. So
you led the witness.
You said Kurt Flood. You said you brought. I think it was you that brought up Rosa. Or John brought up Rosa Parks.
No, you
that
did.
Was you.
That was you.
That was
yeah,
you.
Yeah. So yeah, I have to do these things so other people can like. Okay, Lance did it. So now we can come in and we won't get as many bullets. That's fine.
Just call yourself a trailblazer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you slap me on the other cheek, I turn to the other cheek. I do things like.
What if you got slapped on a bubble?
I tell stories.
What
I bubble? Also tell stories. Some people call them parables. I tell people stories about different things.
Just like Jesus did. Yeah,
that's, yeah. Yeah. You don't think Jesus ever had somebody knock on his door trying to talk on line play?
Jesus turned water into syrup, too.
That's not what we're going with, Del. Water into syrup.
No. Although, your syrup feet now. I don't know. You're going to get them socks off all sticky.
I think he keeps talking about it, but I feel like there's an iPhone set up and filming.
No, there's not. I'm on the actual show on my iPhone.
Okay. He's got the Texans taking Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle, Oklahoma.
No.
Apparently, he didn't hear that they signed Titus Howard to a long deal. He's got him moving in at right tackle right away.
Apparently, he did hear that Titus Howard can't stay healthy and.
Well,
was kind of average this year, but no, they're not taking tackle.
Well, no. He was average, and he was misplayed at guard. Get him back at right tackle. Play him at right. He's going to be fine. You're not taking an offensive tackle, Mel. And you know what? I can't blame him. They played at noon every day, every game. Every single game was at noon. Mel missed.
Well, and they know that they want to protect, I don't think that people realize that Titus is out most of the year, so... Or a chunk of the year. So, yeah, and he didn't play tackle. So, yeah, they probably look at, Fant's going to be a free agent. They don't have a swing tackle, so they do need a tackle, but it ain't going to be a first rounder. and you're definitely not going to play. Dude, Howard cannot play guard. He's not a good guard. Mm-hmm. You're not going to play him there, and you're not playing Guyton at guard. So that's not happening.
No, that's not happening. That's not Mel. Okay, Mel got one wrong. Yeah. What about is Chop off your board? Is that not even a possibility?
Why do you say that?
I don't know. You still got Chop there?
To the Texans in my first mock.
Well, I know.
I think he's going to test huge, and I think he's going to move up. I think his draft stock's going to be helped. Okay. So I'm not sure he's available for the Texans.
What if Lutu is still there?
If he's still there, it's probably because his medicals. But if his medicals were fine for the Texans, absolutely.
Yeah?
Love to have him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the...
TJ Watt type hand usage. His skill level is incredible.
That is the Latu from UCLA, outside linebacker, by the way. For
like 22 sacks over the last 2 years. Mm. Of course, he did have that thing where he retired from football due to a neck injury at Washington. Oh. They said, you can never play football again or you could do permanent damage. And he goes, I guess I'll shut it down. And then UCLA said, hey, we think you'll be fine.
The last UCLA pass rusher had that happen to him, except it was UCLA shutting him down. And then he went to Miami, and now he's Jalen Phillips. So... I mean, maybe UCLA benefited from the Washington medical staff
calling that. Yeah. Right? Jalen Phillips hadn't had any issues.
Well, he's had an Achilles, but it wasn't because – but the injuries were different than, you know, that was MetLife Field that got him. But up until that point, he played and played a lot.
He's got the Dolphins taking a center.
Well, that's the Connor Williams thing. If Connor Williams tore his ACL late in the year and Drew Rosenhaus is his agent and he's saying because of – uncertainty about his health, they're going to wait probably till June to make a decision. He wants to prove to everyone he's healthy before he gets out on the market and tries to get the best deal he can, because he played pretty well for the Dolphins when he was healthy. So that's up in the air. So I could see it. I know they're interested in the guy out of Oregon, Lance JPJ. Is that what his answers are?
John Powers Johnson.
Yeah.
Or Jackson. Yeah, the center. He's 334 pounds. Like, this guy is extremely strong. He's one of those guys that is probably going to be a 12-year starter somewhere.
He's got the Bears taking Caleb Williams and then Malik Nabers with the 9th pick. Boy, that'll be a hell of a draft for the Bears.
You know, Malik, I think, made a mistake. He's not going to work out the combine, but he is going to work. He is going to have a pro day. But if he had come here on this fast Indy turf and running the 4.3s, a lot of people would be talking about. It's already, like, people don't like dealing with this. I took a bunch of crap the other day when we were at Republic Boot Company. But the fact is, there's a lot of people who are going to have – it's going to be a toss-up between Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers. Marvin Harrison Jr. is never going to put a 40 time down for anyone to see. If Nabers runs in the 4.3s, I don't care if it's at his pro day or not, I'm just telling you, it's going to be interesting between those two to see who the first receiver is. But he's not going to run here. I'm disappointed with that. Drake May now, I guess, says he's not going to throw here. Very disappointed with that. I thought he really could have helped himself out if he had thrown, since Daniels and May, and since Daniels and Caleb aren't throwing. It's kind of disappointing, some of the guys who aren't working out, just from a standpoint of really wanting to watch them compete. And I think Drake May really needed to come out and remind people that, hey, I got the traits, I got this talent. He could have really helped himself and maybe cemented himself over Jaden Daniels, but it still might happen. He's still going to, you know, he'll have a pro day. Caleb Williams, I don't think he's going to have – I'm not sure he's going to even have a pro day. We'll see. I did get it confirmed. He's not doing medicals. So you're not going to take – I mean, no medicals for the top prospect in the draft. That cannot make Chicago happy. I had heard he wasn't going to meet with any other teams, but I dug around. I think he is going to meet with some other teams as well. So, I don't think him working out here or not is going to make any difference. But the medical stuff, that is a little bit of a concern. You always, if you're a team, want to have the entire picture when it comes to medical. So that's not a great trend if that happens.
Nope.
Is there a medical concern about him? What?
No,
would be
there's
the
none
issue?
That I know of, but you could have a heart condition that
this is what I'm asking. Is like, there a secret he's trying to hide?
Yeah. I mean, there's myocarditis that happens after COVID. It can happen in rare cases after COVID shots. You got to have, like, you got to look for myocarditis, pericarditis. These are things that you have to check on now. It just doesn't make any sense that I don't know of any other medical stuff, but I know that Michael Lewis, who is my buddy Rodney is his agent. And, Michael Lewis, who used to play a pro bowler from the Philadelphia Eagles, they found at combine testing an issue with his heart. And so he had to go to the Mayo Clinic. He basically just had to get it shocked back into rhythm or whatever they do. But that was something that was discovered there. Like, you discover things also at the combine that can help players with their overall health. So, but in the NBA, like Chet Holmgren, wouldn't share any medical stuff or do any medical stuff for anybody beyond Oklahoma City. Like, he wouldn't even do that with the Rockets. The NBA has that kind of, the players have that power and they're trying to get rid of it because it's not fair to the teams. I'm worried about that becoming the case with the NFL, because this is something, if you're going to pay millions of dollars, you wouldn't want to buy a car with no Carfax. You know what I mean? You wouldn't want to make any large purchase. And these are large purchases for NFL teams, and you want to make sure that the health is good. So I don't love this from Caleb Williams not doing a medical at all.
All right,
let's break. Not going to matter. I mean, he's still going to be a Bear. It's not going to matter.
Yeah, not going to matter. 914 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. This is truck month. And I don't know if it's truck month at other dealerships. I'm not sure. I do know it's truck month at Chastang Ford. I do know this, that if you're going to go to Chastang Ford and you're going to get your truck on truck month, you're going to get all the deals that you possibly can. Okay? You're going to get all the discounts that you can possibly get. You are going to get no markups. You're going to get no add-ons. You're going to get 1.9% financing for 72 months on all 2023 Ford F-150s. They want to get these trucks off the lot. They've got to get them off the lot. They are doing whatever it takes to get them off the lot. This is the best time. All of you businesses out there, all of you that are thinking about getting a new truck, don't get it next month. Don't get it the month after or the month after or the month after. This is the time to get your new truck on, because it's truck month at Chastang Ford. You will get your best deal. You will get the best deal that you can get on these trucks, and you will get the best financing that you can get. You're not getting add-ons. You're not getting markups. Truck month right now. No better time in the year than right now, because they got to get them off the lot. At ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, so apparently Jose Urquidy found something out this offseason. So Urquidy started yesterday. They got their ass handed to him, but... And I don't care what Urquidy did. A lot of people yesterday, Todd and Blummer, they were talking about the Arrigetti start, Spencer Arrigetti, and a lot of people are excited about it. He had three strikeouts, gave up one hit in two innings, so that was really, really nice. But, you know, Jose Urquidy scuffled a bit last year. He figured out that he was tipping his pitches on how he was grabbing the ball in his glove when he was throwing a certain pitch. Here is... No? Oh, you don't have it? Jose Urquidy. Anyway, Jose Urquidy feels like he is going to be better. I mean, you're the littlest thing these guys pick up on, and then it spreads throughout the league. And he just how he grabs the ball in his glove was telling hitters what he was throwing. So... this is something that's, you know, kind of a big deal, that he is going to, hopefully, this gets Jose Urquidy back to being, you know, a guy. At one point, Jose Urquidy was considered possibly your third starter a couple of years ago. And he fell off to a point where not even sure he should be in the rotation, maybe should have gone to the bullpen. But if he could get back to the way he should be pitching, Hunter Brown, obviously, Javier got to get back. Fromber has got to get his mojo back. He cut his hair, so hopefully he did that. Justin Verlander feels like he's going to start throwing. Not sure if he's going to be ready for opening day, but that's okay. Get him ready. Be good. That's all we need. We need Justin Verlander to be good. We don't need him in the first start of the season. Although he needs 140 innings, right? Or he needs 140 innings this year. So he's probably going to want to. He's going to probably want to get back.
I don't know about you, John, but isn't the time we've had with Roger Clemens, thanks to John Dassett sponsoring that during playoffs, the one thing that really sticks with me about what Roger said is how frequently players tip their pitches, how teams go out of their way.
Yeah.
Players go out of their way to find a tip. And that's one thing since the Astros got Glasnow's pitches. Yep. Ever since that, you know, there's been a lot of talk. I know there's been the illegal stuff that the Astros did, but it also goes to show you, man, deciphering pitches and trying to get the information on pitches is the most important thing in baseball. And the way Roger said pitchers tip pitches, it blows me away how frequently this happens, that pitchers tip pitches.
So Chandler Rome said he discovered it this offseason. He was tipping him by how he moved and squeezed his glove in his delivery. He worked this winter to solve that in addition to strengthening his lat and shoulder area. He said he thought that Christian Vasquez and Carlos Correa had picked up on it by the time the playoffs rolled around. So he manipulated the pitch clock as much as possible in the ALDS to throw them and the Twins off during game four.
Of course, former Astros picked it up.
Yeah, Vasquez and Carlos is looking for that stuff. He's looking for any kind of an advantage. And that's just smart baseball, actually. The pitch clock is something that's being talked about, although and how pitchers have adjusted and what they learned from the first time around. You know what? Pitch clock ain't never going anywhere again. Pitch clock is the 24-second clock in the NBA. Pitch clock ain't going nowhere. Baseball is better for it, and you better just adjust. I'm worried that Luis Garcia, we have not seen Luis Garcia with the pitch clock and no rock the baby. We have not seen any extended time with him having that. All of the guys that got experience last year with the pitch clock are going to be better for it this year and more ready. And with no World Baseball Classic, we're not going to blame the pitch clock for arm problems that are going on, right? We'll see.
Why would that be the case?
No, if we have more arm problems, then maybe it will be the pitch clock, right?
Yeah.
But I think the extenuating circumstances of the World Baseball Classic probably added to the arm problems that we saw last year. Now we'll see. Yeah, but guys are just going to have to – you're just going to have to adjust, that's all. Just adjust. And I'm worried that Luis Garcia is not going to be the same guy. We'll see if he is.
I don't know. I have caught for one. I don't think Luis Gonzalez. Look, Luis Garcia. The idea that his pitch, that his windup is eliminated for me is just so stupid. It is not going to put that much additional time into a game because he does that, and you know, I mean, I don't know. That's dumb, and I do worry about that taking him out of his rhythm, because if that's his rhythm, he's developed, and his little brother. I saw a video of his little brother does the exact same thing. That bothers me a little bit because baseball for pitching is a rhythm sport. But at the same time, I don't know. I have confidence he'll come back and make it back and pitch at a good level. And in fact, who do you think pitches better, Urquidy or Luis Garcia?
Urquidy.
You do? How come?
Well, first of all, he's got experience with this. Maybe he figured something out with his tipping pitches. And it's been a while. It might take Garcia a little while to get command. First of all, we haven't seen him pitch without rocking the baby. Well, what we did see of him wasn't good in spring training, but he did have the arm problem. But Urquidy's got the experience, and Urquidy did learn something about himself this offseason. It's going to be a lot easier for Urquidy than it will be for Garcia.
Yeah, Could be. I mean, Garcia, it's not like Garcia's coming right back. I mean, there still is. That's a lot of time off from baseball. So that, yeah, I mean, that's your first concern. I think between Urquidy, you know, Hunter Brown and Christian Javier, to me, one of those guys needs to make it back to form, and the other one just needs to be better than last year. I think you'd love to have two of the three, McCullers, Garcia, and Urquidy, two of those three make it back to form, even if it's not as good as a couple of years ago, just make it back to form. And then J.P. France doesn't have to have the same year as last year if that happens, because, you know, your numbers work out. Fromber, potentially Christian Javier, Justin Verlander, provided the shoulder gets better. You know, everything's good, and you've got lots of depth. So had tons of depth headed in last year. You still have tons of depth headed in this year by the summer, but not to start the year.
Breaking news. The Chiefs have placed the franchise tag on L'Jarius Sneed. It'll cost a little over $19 million.
God dang it.
What, you wanted him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you okay? Are you...
Nah, just coughing.
You go.
I got some syrup in my throat. L'Jarius Sneed's one of my guys. That's who I wanted to target.
Oh, that's...
Then yeah. Why is Chris Jones off the market?
Well, Chris Jones says he's resigning. They're going to do a deal with him.
Okay, well, let's... You know what? I'm glad you said that. Let's just go ahead and get to him before they get a deal done and see what he says.
Well, yeah. Okay. Here's what the number is, Chris. Here's what we're willing to give you. Now, what are they willing to give you?
Worst case scenario, push that number up, Texans, and force the Chiefs to eat up more cap space because it's basically Chiefs versus Texans moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at next. Sports trending on my feed. Sports trending, D'Amico Ryans. I guess because of his comments about Jonathan Grenard or whatever. Lubbock is trending. Is there a reason Lubbock is trending?
I don't know about the city, but Brock Cunningham had a day, or at least a night in Lubbock last night. The 6-year Texas forward got thrown out for a flagrant 2. He pretty much, if anyone who likes hockey would love, what Brock Cunningham did to a Texas Tech player in the second half of that game. It was a hip check.
Oh, yeah.
A flagrant 2, and as he was thrown out of the game, he threw up the horns up. Horns up.
Oh, disgusting.
And as he was walking out, horns up for him. And then Rodney Terry was pissed because the Texas Tech fans were throwing stuff on the court. It's an apt exit for Texas as they head to the SEC. As they kick Tech's ass, and they went out. They got some skin, too, because Rod Cunningham, that was not a basketball play.
Good John, how him. Upset do you get when somebody shows no class and does the horns down?
Well, Brock Cunningham, when he's on the team, he had his horns up as he was being escorted out of the off the floor. But, but the fans are pissed.
Who did horns down?
Well, all the Lubbock fans, all the Texas Tech fans.
Mm-hmm. You know who else is trending right now? Giselle.
Oh, she admitted to breaking Tom's heart?
She was apparently cheating on Tom Brady for years ago with her jiu-jitsu instructor.
Everyone thought that. Hold on. Are you sure this isn't just Twitter?
No, Dove Kleiman has reported it.
We're not doing Dove Kleiman. That guy's the worst.
Page Six is reporting it. Barstool is reporting it. Yes.
Where are they getting it from, though? They're not. They're reporting
Tom Brady, and Tom Brady has admitted it. Tom Brady has.
Okay, then that's where it came from. Yeah. Wow. She was cheating with the jiu-jitsu coach
while they were still married. Yeah.
Man, what a hoe.
Well,
the narrative has changed because remember the thought, Tom Brady can't give up football and that's he's ruining his marriage because he won't give up the game. Giselle wants him to quit. Meanwhile, you've got
jiu-jitsu.
That's other stuff going on.
Now I can never see jiu-jitsu again without thinking of that Jezebel.
Do you ever watch jiu-jitsu?
He never does.
No, but I mean, if you say jiu-jitsu ever again. Now, I'm immediately going right to Jezebel. That's what I'm going to. We're going back to Giselle. Right? Jizzle and Giselle in the same show. What do they both start with, though?
One's a G, one's a J.
Why don't you say it, Del? What do they start with?
I'm not going to say it.
Okay, never mind.
I'm not saying it.
Yeah, somebody tweeted the show. Oh, not, real nice. 7:30, kids in the car.
That's his name, Jizzle James.
It's his name. What are we going to do?
I don't know what you...
We can't do anything about it.
His father, NFL Hall of Famer...
Edrin.
...named him Edrin James and his junior, but he didn't want to go around calling someone else Edrin all the time, so he named him Little Jizzle, and now it's just Jizzle. I read the story.
Yeah.
I'm not making any of that up. Sorry, I can't say a guy's name without someone being offended.
I told you the story. AJ Highsmith, JT, when he was little, sixth, seventh grade, whatever, was working out with AJ's high school buddies. They all called him Jay Tizzle. And that's what I call him to this day. Jay Tizz.
I thought you said you called
him Tizzle.
Better than calling
him Jizz.
Tizzle.
We don't call him that word, John. No, I mean, Lance. It's
Lance,
Jizzle.
What are you talking about?
It's Jizzle.
John wanted somebody to say it.
He's Tizzle.
I just said it for him so we could move on. He wanted somebody to say Jizz. So there
Stop saying that. Stop. His name is
Giselle, Jizzle, the same thing.
Well, it's Giselle Bunchen.
Yeah.
And it's Jizzle.
That's what
James.
She was doing with jujitsu.
No. Well, you don't know what was going on.
I don't know what they were doing, but I'm pretty sure.
Did it involve syrup?
It involved. I hope it didn't involve.
So, are we? That really happened? What a tremendous.
It's a real story.
Yeah.
Who the jujitsu guy? Home wrecker.
Yeah, she's Giselle.
He's a home wrecker. Not she. Not her.
Tom Brady's trying to.
Well,
she cheated, but the home wrecker's generally the person outside the marriage.
No, she wrecked her own home. I'm anti Giselle now.
Yeah.
What do you care?
I don't know. Just.
I don't
Tom Brady
like
doesn't deserve
women
that.
Who cheat on their husbands. You like that?
I don't care one way or the other
I
about
can't
this
even watch
story.
A movie like that. I'm like, I'm done.
Well, I'm not
movie.
Married, so obviously I don't have that trigger. So. But I mean, it doesn't affect me in either way. So it's someone stepped out on their marriage. Big surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not against Tom Brady.
Why do you care if it's Tom Brady?
That guy wants.
Well,
so
you
many
hate
rings.
Tom Brady. You're
no,
happy about it.
I don't. I wouldn't care if it was whoever it was. I wouldn't care whoever it was. Why does Tom Brady get
Tom
special
Brady's
treatment?
The everyman's champ. He just looks like regular people, except for now that his face is kind of different. But he's the everyman champ who somehow scored a supermodel and somehow
you mean
won all these.
The star quarterback for an NFL team somehow scored a supermodel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look where he came from.
Yeah,
modest means of just.
You should see the picture.
Average Michigan quarterback.
Average Michigan quarterback turns superstar. So you should see the picture of her, though, walking with him. I'm telling you, it's not great.
Well, you've never really liked her that much.
No, she's – no. I don't get it. I just don't get that.
You don't get the supermodel?
I do get Craig the Surf, though. I get that.
I don't have to see the picture to know that her pants fit appropriately and they're not like – literally about to tear at the seams. I know exactly what you're looking at, John. Stop.
Well, John would like you to talk about Craig the Surf.
Look at him go quiet when all of a sudden...
Well, he walked off because he thought he led you into talking about Craig the Surf.
Well, we all know the truth, Del. And we know the truth with Craig the Surf. We know the truth about getting the best deals on Chevy Silverados, on GMC Sierra pickup trucks, on the Chevy Traverse. One of our listeners... went in and said hi to Craig DeSurf. He was buying the Chevy Traverse, and he said, what kind of deal are you getting? And they talked about the internet deal, which is a great deal. And Craig just said, because the guy said, hey, I listened to the show. Lance told me to come in. He ended up going even lower than the internet deal. He ended up going, giving just a little bit more on trade-in value since they give pretty much maximum on both counts. And he just wanted to make sure that guy was happy enough that if he came back and said hi, hey, just want to let you know it was a great deal. But that's how they treat everyone. I mean, you get great deals, you get great value, great selection. And most importantly, they're looking out for your bottom line. They really do. They find the most dealer cash back, give you the most value. Because for Craig DeSurf, it's not going to be about one car, one truck, one SUV. It's going to be about you coming back for multiple vehicles, you telling your friends and coworkers about it. They want everyone to experience the difference, which is the awesome car buying experience out in Angleton where they never hassle you or hustle you, and you get more than fair deals. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. For all of the specials that they have going on right now in the programs, go to LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, short segment here, and then we got News of the Weird. Let's recap what we talked about today. D'Amico met the media. Yeah, he wants to keep Singletary. You thought of everything that D'Amico said, keeping Singletary was the most obvious, Lance? Okay. He's cleaning up syrup.
Yeah, I don't know where he is.
You think he's cleaning syrup?
He might be doing that or something else. Maybe filming got pushed back, so he has to do it now as opposed to during a break. I don't know. You know, you're in the hotel room filming syrup videos. Oh, you don't know how long it'll take. Yeah.
Well, I'm right here. Oh. What?
What?
I just have my mute on. I'm doing football stuff. I'm not doing the stuff you guys say.
Okay.
Syrup, I wish you guys would take this show seriously.
Feet syrup videos?
Okay. I don't know what he's doing, but we know it involves syrup.
Okay, so of all the things D'Amico said, you feel like Singletary coming back was the most obvious?
Yeah, I think he just said he told you what it was. That he told you who Grenard was as a player, and then we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. He told you what, Dalton Schultz was as a player, and then he told you how important Motor Singletary was to the team, how he was a great guy to work with. He went into the personal side with him, and then he said, we'd like to have him back. So he sent in a message to Singletary, probably like, hey, we know you're going to test the market, but just want to make sure you know through this interview that we want you back. And yeah. I think he will be a priority no matter what happens with any other running backs, Josh Jacobs or Saquon Barkley. I think Singletary will be a priority to bring him back as a second back.
I don't know.
Because he also can handle starting reps if you need. You already know that if a guy gets hurt.
I don't know. But I don't know you could spend $5 million on him if you spend $12 million on Josh Jacobs. I just don't know that could be.
I just think he's no more than $3 million. And you can afford to do that. You can afford to do that because you don't have rookie, you have rookie quarterback.
Yeah, but right now, last year, that running back room was what, $4 million, $5 million? Do you want to make it $17 million this year? I don't know.
Well, I mean, what difference does it make if you have it to spend? They're not long-term deals.
Yeah.
I want my running game to be better. I can tell you that.
Yeah, and I think Josh Jacobs would do that. But I don't – yeah, okay.
No, he would. I'm just saying it's nice to have – if he gets hurt, it's nice to have somebody who can step in and not be a disaster. Like, we know Singletary can get the job done. At the position, you have fourth-round rookie contract with Damian Pierce. You would have probably no more than $3.5 million at the most with Singletary, if that, probably less, especially if he's a backup. And this is if he even stayed. He might get a better deal to go to, Green Bay. I don't know. He might get a better deal to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy did, I think, bolster his value with the Texans, so he may not be here. But I'm sure D'Amico would like to have him back.
He did also talk about what he's looking for in a wide receiver.
Yeah, with the receiver position, we're looking for guys who are separators, right? Who can separate, who can find a way to get open, right? And if you have that one redeeming quality that you can separate, right, that's what we're looking for, especially that shows up on third down, right? How do you win third down? How do you stay on the field as an offense, right, and continue to produce and move the ball down the field? It's about third down, right, and being able to convert. And the way you convert is guys who are savvy enough to find a way to always get open.
Any chance if Keon Coleman is there, the other guys are gone, that Keon, what's Keon, where do you got Keon Coleman go?
Second round. I don't think he'd be a first rounder, not for the Texans, but you never know. Like, I'm trying to remember how he separates. I think his speed is going to be average, but you can find wide receivers in this offense beyond the first round. So I'm probably not. I don't think I'm taking a wide receiver in the first round, but if best player available is a wide receiver, I would do it. But it's just a really great second round for wide receivers.
Will Roman Wilson be there at 59?
Maybe. McConkey won't. I don't think Roman Wilson will, to be honest with you. But there's a guy named – there's Jermaine Burton from Alabama. There's Javon Baker. A.D. Mitchell will probably be off the board. But Jermaine Burton from Alabama, Javon Baker from UCF, who came from Alabama – those are a couple guys I would also be open to.
What if Worthy falls? There's always guys that fall. What if Worthy falls?
Worthy for me is just too skinny. But he is a separator. He's a big separator. So him and Tank on the field together, like, you're just one of those guys is going to be open almost every play.
Yeah, that would be sweet. That would be sweet. Our Cougs
unless they crash into each other and they're both out for the year.
Unless they use him at guard. You think they put
you want to have a double tight set with Xavier Worthy and Tank Dell trying to kick out DNs?
Yes.
Won't see it coming.
No, they'd have no way would they think that's going to happen. Like, we didn't think Tank should be inside anyway. Our Cougs won last night, beat Cincinnati. It was a bit of more of a struggle than it should have been, but the Cougs had their shooting problems once again. And Jamal Shedd was leading the way with the shooting problems. Just 9 points for Jamal Shedd when he's and 2 for 11 shooting when he's looking to possibly win, be first team All-America. That would be nice if he was. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. A lot of people are on Connecticut's guard, point guard, so I'm not sure that Jamal Shedd is going to get their first team All-American. Certainly deservedly so, and possibly Big 12 player of the year, Jamal Shedd. But that didn't help him last night. Even though he still did the things that helped the team win, it wasn't the prettiest game for Jamal.
Hey, nothing from nothing, John. I don't want to make a big deal about this because I don't want to be I'm not trying to come off as an ageist. But have you realized, I just thought about this, Kelvin Sampson and Willie Fritz are two head coaches who are both in their 60s. Like, that's kind of rare at college to have your basketball and football coach both be on the older side. But I also think those are the type of coaches who are more likely to be settled down and to stick with you over the long term. I never thought about that, but I wonder if there's another coaching combination in basketball and football that have the, let's just call it, career experience that those two guys have.
Yeah. Well, we know Kellen is going to step in when Kelvin is done.
Right.
Maybe Lainey steps in when
the daughter of Willie Fritz will step in.
Maybe, you don't know.
Is she on the staff?
No, she's not.
You don't know.
But her. Oh,
I
wait,
asked you. I know. I don't know.
You know who is on the staff? Her husband.
Her husband. Yeah.
What does her husband do?
He was at Georgia.
Damian Craig, former Auburn quarterback.
So, what is he, the OC?
I think it's Damian Craig who she's married to.
I think. Are they married?
No. Fiance, maybe?
I think they're, I don't know that they're married.
He was on Jimbo's staff for quite a while.
I thought he was at Auburn. He was at, he was at an SEC school anyway.
Are we sure he's right about this?
I don't know that he's right about this. All he told me was that I think he said her boyfriend, and I didn't know it was Damian. I didn't think it was Damian
Craig.
Yeah, I
don't see him listed as being on the a Cougs official coaching staff. Is he part of the staff in a non-coaching?
I don't know.
Spot,
I don't think,
guys. Let me just look into this.
I don't think you're right about that.
Yeah, you just said a lot
I'm
of stuff that
sure
may not be true.
Right.
I don't think so.
I talked to only the coach.
Well,
personal life. Okay. You know what? I'm probably right on this.
Okay.
No, she was going out. I don't think it was him. She was going out with somebody anyway.
Well, it doesn't appear
I think I'm right about this. Fiance?
I don't have any evidence that he's on the Cougar staff.
You guys just don't know.
Maybe you don't know.
There's a chance I don't know.
Oh, my God. She has got a picture of Willie, her dad, when he played at Pittsburgh State. Willie Fritz had a mohawk.
What?
When he played. He was a defensive back and a punt returner.
Dang, that's some edge back then.
And he was white. And
what do you mean? He's white now.
He was white back then?
Yeah, but he was a defensive back, which we don't see. Oh, wait, they're making a comeback.
Because of Cooper DeJean?
Yeah, thank you.
No, because we're finally getting a chance, Dell.
Who's we? You've never played defensive back. What do you mean we?
White corners.
You were never a corner.
At least they don't move us to safety right away anymore, and they actually let us have a chance.
Yeah, I went to Lainey Fritz's Instagram. That is not Damian Craig. It is Zach Etheridge. who you.
Oh, yeah.
Just Zach that Edwards. Small little yeah. thing, Lance.
Texas Tech, right? Texas Tech quarterback.
No, he played at Auburn.
Yeah, he's okay. an Auburn guy. I knew that.
We're getting close.
And now, he's on the the defensive back coach at Houston. So not Damon Craig.
Not even close.
I mean, Damon Craig did play at Auburn, so maybe that's what he thought. But yeah, Zach Etheridge, DB coach, not former quarterback, and not former wide receiver coach at A&M. Nice
did
job,
Lance.
He played
at Auburn, though?
He played at Auburn, yes.
Okay, I got that right.
No,
you got none of it right.
Oh yeah.
No, well, you said Auburn quarterback. I meant Auburn cornerback.
Oh, did you?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The worst. You had Lainey
I
Fritz
said he was
marrying
on the staff. Got it.
Damian Craig.
She is engaged to Zach Etheridge.
Most of it was right, idiots.
Most of it was wrong.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. On the staff.
The only thing engaged. You got right is that the guy has a tied into football.
You said married.
Auburn. Married.
Quarterback.
They're engaged to be married. You guys think it's going to break
up? But it's not
up?
The same guy.
Guys.
And he played safety at Auburn. And by the way, he played safety at Auburn, not corner. So you...
Simple mistake.
You said quarterback, though, so it's not simple.
Poor Lane.
No, like corner, quarter, same thing.
We'll never get him back on. We'll never get Willie back on the show. Again, thank you. Thanks for nothing. 949, News of the Weird next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew...
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Have you guys ever had a bird poop on you? Yeah, I have.
I have.
Did you know it's good luck?
I thought it was awful luck.
It seems like it is at the time when they poop on you. But apparently it is good luck. 5%. There are 37% of people say they would let a bird poop on them for good luck. Would you let a bird poop on you if you knew you would have good luck after?
What type of luck? Like, how good is the luck?
Like, maybe winning a game of pool?
I don't care about pool.
Okay.
Winning a game of pool?
Or, okay, winning a card game. Or... A bet, a college football bet on my bookie, Dell.
That would be great. My bookie's a great place to place those bets. But pool and a card game, you think a lot of luck should be about gambling. Right?
Good luck.
Good luck.
I want lottery.
The lottery.
Okay, you win a scratch off for $100. Would you let a bird poop on you to win a scratch off for a hundy?
He's trying to see how low you'll go.
No, then. I'm not Raheel.
Okay, Raheel. 1,000. You absolutely let us.
Fine. Yeah.
How much will it take for us to drop bird poop on you, Dell? That's where John's
okay,
going.
Okay, we'll do this during the show. Now, and then we'll buy you some scratch offs.
No,
and we'll see what happens.
No, we're not going to do one.
Wait,
first.
We'll do this and we'll see what happens.
No,
it's a test.
That's not how it works for me.
It's an experiment.
I want the $1,000 on the table.
This one has to do with you, Dell.
We'll give you 60.
Employed Americans say getting a thank you from an employer, an act of gratitude like a promotion, is more important than getting a raise.
How many?
Who says that?
How many? What's the percentage?
55% of people.
Losers.
Yeah.
Priorities out of whack.
A poll of 2,000 say they would rather have a promotion. You just got promoted.
Yeah.
But you probably got a huge raise as well.
That's not the case. I mean...
Well, congratulations. You should be happy.
Thank you,
Dell. I mean, there is some extra money involved because, you know, you do live reads, but it's... But no, you losers.
Yeah.
The money's more important. You know what? You know what a promotion can't buy? Groceries. If money doesn't come with it.
But prestige, you'll feel better about
prestige
yourself.
Prestige at this place?
You have your own show now.
Yes.
I mean, you're a big... You're big in the community.
Yeah, and you've treated it with the proper respect throughout.
Which community? Skaters?
I don't know what he's talking. See? Look at all the respect I get.
Yeah, not from us,
in the Kearney community. You know where all those Kearneys now are going, listen, if Dell can do it, I can do it.
I'm not going to go back to Kearney U and speak to the kids about what you can accomplish. I'm not doing that. They're not looking at me to go back there and tell them how to get out of the muck.
John, do you remember when Twitch used to go after Paul, but now they're pro-Paul and they're anti-Dell because Paul goes in there and kicks it with the people. Dell is just a curmudgeon. Well, Dell would actually go in there and suck up a little bit, people would like
you it. Keep ignoring company. So Paul's a suck up is what you're saying. You keep ignoring company policy. We're supposed to push a different streaming service. ESPN Houston, YouTube. Stop talking about Twitch.
You're a bad employee. You'll probably not get a promotion ever, Lance. I mean, Dell got promoted, and here we are still doing the same job over and over.
So you think the 10 to 12 show is lesser? I mean, it's greater than the 7 to 10 block?
Yeah, yeah. You get to work with Mapes. We don't.
Well, it is a joy to work with Mapes compared to you two. I will concur with that.
Yeah, okay.
He sent me a great story.
Danielson.
What's it? Cameron Rising back there.
Yeah, Cam Rising.
Not Danielson.
Danielson. Yeah. He looks like the Karate Kid with the headband.
He doesn't look like Ralph Macchio.
A little bit. I did when I was younger. I looked like Ralph Macchio when I was younger. Time for us to go. Is it Mopian Mapes?
No, you see. Look at
the Delbert Show.
Look how great my promotion is. Look how John treats that great promotion. No, it's the Del Lilea Show featuring Sean Mapes.
It's the Delbert Show next right here.
It's not the
ESPN,
name.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.